Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're pleased to be joined by a Steelers Super Bowl champion. He's been with us throughout this wild ride of the Steelers season. At one point, he had very high hopes and said the Steelers would go to the Super Bowl. But then I saw him on CBS Sports HQ, and I love this comment from our guest, Bryant McFadden. He said, the standard is not the standard anymore. B-Mac, elaborate on that.
Well, when you watch the team perform, when you watch the team go out and you know, do what they're supposed to do, the standard hasn't been reached. And to everything you just gave us and what we've seen in postseason play, the lack thereof, that's not the standard. You know, that's not the standard. Being one and done is not the standard. And not only just being one and done, not being competitive. I saw a stat, I think this was the fifth straight time the Steelers in a playoff game was down 14 points in the first half. Slow starts. Slow starts will get you sent home in playoff football. And that's what I meant. The standard is not the standard. And when you look at our fan base is different than any other NFL organization. Because they grew up, when you talk about the championships in the 70s and what we did in the 2000s. I mean, if you're an adult right now and you're in your late 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s, you've seen multiple championships being a Steelers fan. And right now you're in an unfamiliar place because the standard hasn't been the standard.
B-Mac, other than the fact that they're not winning these playoff games and frankly not even close to winning any of them, when you watch them like actually play, what jumps out to you the most as far as being a sign that the standard isn't the standard? Like, what aspect of their play, other than the fact that it isn't good, like, surprises you?
The lack of talent on the offensive side of the football field. That is very, very surprising because when you look at the great championship teams, and I can just talk about teams that I was a part of, you know, we had talent. We had playmakers offensively. And right now, we don't have that. And I talked about this weeks ago, our best playmaker is George Pickens. We look at the other teams in the playoffs, and let's just highlight the teams in the AFC. They got playmakers. They got multiple playmakers. Heck, even when you look at the Washington Commanders, they're doing what they're doing because they have a playmaker at the quarterback position. And he has the luxury of throwing to another playmaker in Terry McLaurin. That is very, very surprising because one thing we know about the Pittsburgh Steelers, when you look at teams in the past, we've always had talent. And it might not have been the star-studded talent that some other players, other teams had, but we had reliable talent. And we don't have that right now. And we got to find a way to get back to that because in our division, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase ain't going nowhere. Lamar Jackson ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? And we got to keep pace with those said teams if we have any aspirations of being relevant to get into the postseason play moving forward.
So, B-Mac, what would you do with Pickens? You just called him their biggest playmaker, but he's also been their biggest headache this year.
We got to find a way to get him to understand what it means to be a professional consistently. And see, that is the issue, I think, compared to the teams that I was a part of. And I use those experiences as an example because I saw it. So you look at what we had when I was there. Guys like Antoine Randall-Well, Plaxico Burress, they learned from who?
Hines
Ward. right? Guys like Santonio Holmes, when he came into the building, who he learned from? Hines Ward. When you look at when Santonio, Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, the list can go on and on and on and on. Those guys learned from a quality veteran leader that knew what a Steeler meant. When you look at the defensive side, when you look at guys like James Harrison, Clark Hagans, who they learn from? Joey Porter. Who Porter learned from? The Jason Gildens of the world. Those guys. So we had monumental leadership pieces in the locker room that were showing young guys what it meant to be Steelers. To your point about George Pickens, when he came into the building, who did he have to learn from?
Deontay.
Like I said, who did he have to learn from?
Does he even want to learn, though, at this point? Like, sometimes I get what you're saying about all those guys on the defensive side and who came before them, but it seems pretty obvious that, like, the guy does not have much desire to learn from anybody, even if there was a super strong personality. And a guy who had really accomplished a lot in the NFL still on the roster, BMAC, I have a very hard time now thinking George Pickens would care to listen to any of those guys.
I can't say that because I haven't had one-on-one dialogue consistently like that with George. But anytime I spoke to him, he's always been open ears. And I can talk about what my cousin Patrick Peterson said about George Pickens when he was there. He had real good dialogue with George Pickens. And he said George Pickens was a person that wanted to learn. Now, maybe that just was the relationship he had with Pat, right? Because of what Pat did throughout his career. Maybe George really listened to Pat differently than any other individual. I don't know. But I can't say he doesn't have a desire to learn. All I know is this. When he came into the locker room, you talked about he had to learn from Deontay Johnson. I don't know if that was the person you want George Pickens to learn from.
Correct.
Definitely not.
That's why I said it that way. Exactly.
So you look at, see, when you talk about being successful, we were successful because we had leadership that young players came into the locker room, they instantly respected.
Yeah.
They instantly respected, and we listened to. And the Steelers have to get back to that way, because that was the foundation that the house was built on, even going back to the 70s and the 80s. So to your point, George Pickens, I understand fans are overly critical about him, but he came into the game needing to have guidance. Who guided him in his room as part of the team at the wide receiver unit? If you're telling me Deontay Johnson guided him, then good luck.
BMAC, we've spent a few minutes on this state of this team, and we haven't even gone over the defense yet, which, my God, they gave up 300 rushing yards in a playoff game. You want to talk about the standard not being the standard. That's the highest paid defense in the NFL with former and current all pros. And they got a Timberland boot put up their ass by the Ravens.
Question.
I mean, you want to talk about what isn't Steelers football. What the F was that?
It looked like there were 11 guys not on the same page. And last week, getting ready for that ball game, you guys asked me about what was going on with the defense. Remember I said transparency, the lack thereof.
Yep.
Right? I said that because you cannot tell me there's no talent on the defensive side. Now, you can make that argument on the offensive side, especially at the skill position players. You can make that argument. But you cannot make that argument for defensively. It's something about the disconnect and transparency and these guys communicating and being on the same page. And then it's just about executing. That's what we didn't see, communication, and we didn't see execution, and we didn't see a grown men moving another grown man against his will. So that was the issue for me. And you caught Baltimore, you caught a team that was motivated and they were pissed off.
So when you see all that happen, though, when we take all of this, Pickens is not, no one's getting through to him. The defense looks out of sorts. What do you think it all means or should say about Mike Tomlin or says for Mike Tomlin at this point?
Well, I feel like, for number one, for fans that are saying he should be gone, I don't believe that should be a consideration because he's a heck of a coach. But one thing I do believe that there needs to be changes made, right? Because this will not be tolerated in terms of having good stretches and then flatlining in the most important part of the season. Because I was asked this question, would you consider the Pittsburgh Steelers 2024 to be a successful season? I said yes.
Wow.
And I gave my reasons why. I gave my reasons why because coming into this season, this was supposed to be his first losing season as a head coach in Pittsburgh. They were supposed to miss the playoffs. I said both things he did not do. he actually won, had another winning record, and they got into the playoffs. But I said, one thing we know about football is that expectations can change, right? So when they do change, you still have to meet those expectations, because they came into the season, no one expected Pittsburgh to do anything in terms of being playoff bound. No one. But when you, at one point when you're 10-3, now the expectations change to be like, okay, you're a playoff team. Now it's time to make noise in the playoffs. So I think it was a successful season, but when the expectations change, they did not live up to the billing. So in my opinion, Mike Tomlin is a great coach because he did more with less this season. But when the expectations change, they were not reached, and that's why I believe changes will be made. And he even stated that during his presser, right? That changes will be made.
He's got to walk the walk. He's got to say it and actually do it. And some of the preliminary reports here are discouraging on that front. I hear what you're saying, Bryant, but you said he got more with less. That ain't true defensively. They got less with more.
Well at one point,
that was supposed to be the best defense in the NFL, or at least close to it.
That's what I'm saying. At one point in time, the defense was living up to the billing. They were playing like they were supposed to play. I don't know what happened between then and then, that four-game stretch where they just laid down. I don't know. But at one point in time, this team, the defense was good enough to be a part of a team that was 10-3. And something happened.
Yep.
Like, I'm not in the building. I don't know. You don't know. But when we watch as a fan base, something happened to where this defense was not playing like the defense that we watch in October in early November. And that is the most mind-boggling thing about what we saw. Because to your point, the defense is highly paid and they have talent. You can't say the same about the offense.
B-Mac, who's winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, my goodness. Well, who's winning the Super Bowl? That's a great question.
Don't say Baltimore. Don't do it.
I can't. I actually do think Baltimore is going to squeak this one out against Buffalo. But it's hard for me to go against Kansas City. Oh. I know.
Have we all gotten sick of that yet?
I have. I'll raise my hand right now. I'm over it. I want them to lose.
Hey, get this. Guys, have you heard Pat Mahomes' like record in divisional games?
I thought you were going to say, have you heard his voice? And I was going to say, yeah, he sounds like Kermit.
Burrow beat him. That's it, right?
No, that wasn't a divisional game.
No. Pat Mahomes, right. Yeah, he's never lost
in a divisional game.
He can thank Sean McDermott for that with the 13 seconds botched job.
Correct.
Hey, he's 6-0 in divisional games. His offenses have averaged 33 points. He averaged over 300 yards in divisional games, and he's thrown 16 touchdowns and zero interceptions.
Yeah, B-Mac, I got to be honest. Yeah. I know you're just rattling off the superlatives for an all-time, maybe the all-time great eventually. All you're doing is making me feel bad, because I think you just listed like a season and a half's worth of production for the Steelers.
Oh, man, there you go.
Hey, B-Mac.
I was trying to talk about something positive. I know.
I'm a negative person. I'm sorry.
B-Mac, it's been a delight all year to pick your brain on Steelers football. Godspeed. You're the best, and we'll talk again soon,
B-Mac.
Okay?
Thank you for having me.
There you go. Bryant McFadden.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast.
Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.